Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Welcome everyone listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Abby, Alan, Colt, Diane, Reba Fan Forever, and Riley, and KK, and Tina Marie. Hey, guys. Hope everyone's doing great. Welcome to the show. I hope everyone had an amazing week. We're going to start out our show tonight with an amazing show. We have returning guest Scotty Cormos from the Singing Bee on CMT, and we'll catch up with this former guest and play a fun game for everyone in the chat room to participate. So if you're not in the chat room, go to www.josieshow.com and sign in now. You won't want to miss any of the fun. We also have a hilarious chit-chat segment about funny news stories, news according to Peanut that you wouldn't want to miss, fun facts about dating, crazy items you could still buy on eBay, and funny quotes. All funny segments this week to warm us up here at Your Time with Josie before we head out to see the country comedy show tonight. So let's get this fun started. Let's start out with our chit-chat segments for today. I'm bringing you true yet hilarious news stories I found at www.broadcaster.org.uk. I hope everyone's doing good in the chat room. So listen to this one. A prisoner was intended to send a letter to his girlfriend where he talks about having to write a suck-up letter to the judge, where he calls him some not nice things, then says things like his father plays golf with the judge, so that should work in his favor at this sentencing, etc. You get the picture. Well, the letter was put in the envelope to the judge instead of his girlfriend. His letter to his girlfriend ended with, "It looks good for me. I bet he has a different opinion now." This next story is also great. A lovesick Italian man stole an ambulance so he could serenade his girlfriend with the sirens. So he basically sees the keys in the ambulance, jumps in, drives to his girlfriend's house, puts on the siren, and sings love songs to her. Neighbors call police because of the noise. When police arrived, they asked him what would make him do this, and his reply was that he couldn't make any instruments. He couldn't play any instruments. And he wanted a memorable way to romance his girlfriend. I guess that's one way to do it. Here's a case of stupid burglars. After three burglars stole a stereo, TV, and mobile phones from the house, they went back to the house and asked for receipts from the people they stole from because they were having a hard time selling the stolen items without the original receipt. A spokesperson for the police said, "We have never seen anything so stupid," and I bet that is very true. The final story that had the Your Time Josie staff rolling on the floor laughing was a man in a nightclub that tried to flirt with a girl who didn't seem too interested in him. However, when she was leaving, he whispered in her ear, and he hoped to see her again. Well, while he was doing that, his partial of three teeth fell out fell out of his mouth into her shirt. So as she left and went to dig out whatever dropped in her shirt, she found his teeth. Her answer was, if he wants his teeth back, he will have to call me. It was unanimous here at the Lucy Show. Just let her keep your teeth, man. Making that call is probably not in his best interest. If you have a funny story to share, call us tonight at 646-381-4339. And, yes, so it looks like our guest have arrived. So let's check and see here. Yep, okay. So everyone, please welcome drummer from the Singing Bee on CMT, Scotty Cornos.
Hey, Josie.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How do you do? It's so great to be back on your show. Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure. I love having you on. What's been going on since we last spoke?
Quite a lot. There's a lot of exciting things going on. Of course, even though we're in on hiatus on the Singing Bee right now, it's still the number one show on CMT. And of course, our wonderful and beautiful host Melissa has her own sitcom that'll be coming out. So that's very exciting. And this is a Josie exclusive. Rumor has it that we may be going back to work on the Singing Bee in February to shoot 10 episodes.
Oh, my goodness. Yay. I knew you guys would be back. I knew it.
Well, you never know in TV land, but I have been contacted by the producers, and they've asked all the band to come back. So I think they're just trying to figure out all the logistics and the scheduling. You know, Melissa's got a very busy schedule, and it's quite a feat to pull all 200 people that actually work on the show. I know when you watch it, you don't. It's hard to imagine all those people, but it takes quite a circus in the background there to get that thing on the air. So we're pretty excited. I'm pretty excited. So I think we'll be back on the air with all new episodes in the spring.
Awesome. I hope we could see some behind-the-scenes videos that you and Bobby and Storm and everyone did.
Oh, we'll be doing – yeah, actually, Bobby and I have been trading messages, but we've been kind of talking about you know, filming a lot more backstage stuff and kind of letting all the fans into more of, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff, because it seems like everyone's really interested in that, and it's just a lot of fun for us as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We love to see what happens behind the scenes and what great friends you all are, and it's a lot of fun, definitely.
It is, and, you know, now that we've already shot 30 episodes of this thing, you know, when we go back and do these 10, that, of course, will make 40. So we pretty much know how to do this now, you know what I mean? So I don't think we'll be as nervous. It won't be as much pressure. And I think it's just going to be even more fun, more zaniness backstage. And, you know, hopefully Melissa keeps, you know, talking to the band and the singers and the whole cast like she did last season. Because I personally get a lot of feedback when that happens. Like, people think that's really cool of her to do. And it's fun to know that, you know, certain people have favorite cast members, a favorite singer, or a favorite band member. And I just think that's really cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, Riley, who runs Melissa Pierman's biggest fan site, melissapierman.net, he says, hello, Scotty. When and how did you hear that the Singing Bee was renewed?
Actually, I got a phone call from Steve Dorff asking me about the band's availability. And about 10 days later, I got an email from one of the producers on the show talking about the potential schedule and how all the producers wanted all the same band members back. So it's, you know, you never know in TV, if, you know, you got a bunch of fans out there, whatever, if you're going to get invited back. But they want all the same cast members back. You know, it's the number one show, right? It's not broken. Why try and fix it?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And most people actually do love the fact that there's a live band. It's much better than, you know, karaoke, you know, listening to a CD or something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously the contestants are the stars of the show, and of course Melissa and the band is, you know, there to serve a serve a purpose, but I certainly enjoy when I get a camera shot or two during the show, you know. I'm not going to lie to you.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool, and yeah, you know, there's just no substitute for live music, and I don't think it'll ever go away, and I'm really glad that you know, they decided to have such a big cast. You know, between the singers and the band, there's, you know, what, 12 people up there, so it's pretty crazy.
Definitely. Bobby Tomlin, actually, before the show, he wanted me to tell you, he says hi, and watch out, he'll be harassing you on set during the new season of Singing Bee.
Yeah, I love Bobby, the bear, big teddy bear. But
yeah,
we had such, him and I had such a blast and really became really good buddies, and, you know, whenever I go to Nashville, I hang out with them, and it's just really good people, and it's nice to you know, drive into work every day and know that it's just going to be fun. And sometimes you just got to chuckle to yourself and go, wow, I actually get paid for this, you know. Hanging out with my buddies, making music, having fun, making silly videos, and just having the time of our lives on the show. And I think that comes through on camera too, and you know, maybe that's why it resonates with people. It's a fun show. It's fun to watch the contestants. Melissa's hilarious, and you know, it's just a good time.
It will be, and I'm so glad that there's going to be another one. I enjoy watching you guys on TV.
Well, we enjoy being on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we get to a fun game that you have planned, because I'm so excited about that, I have a few questions, if you're ready.
Yes, fire away.
Awesome. So you've been busy touring with the Don't Stop Believin', which is a tribute to the music of Journey. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
It's great. You know, I mean, Journey is a band that was probably most popular in the 1980s. So, you know, I mean, it may be a little before some of your listeners' time. But, you know, thanks to TV shows like Glee and Sopranos and remixes of the songs, the band's, you know, pretty relevant again, and there's a demand to see the band. So, I mean, you always don't have $100 to go out and see Journey themselves, and they're not always playing, you know, in your town. So we put together this band to, you know, pay tribute to all those wonderful songs and let people sort of experience, you know, that music without the cost of buying an expensive ticket or having to wait a year till they come in their town. And it's just been wonderful. It's great music. I love playing the songs. It's so much fun. And it's fun to see, you know, teenagers out there singing the songs as well as the moms and dads. So the music's sort of generational, in my opinion. And, you know, really, really, really good music is timeless. And I feel today that a lot of music is time lost. Now, think about that. Really good music is timeless, but some of the stuff today on the radio is time lost. Like, I mean, does anyone really, you know, remember Britney Spears' last song? I really don't, you know. Or some of these, you know, rock rap songs. They're popular for 2 weeks, and then you never hear them again. And you really don't bond with the artist. You don't feel like you're on a creative ride with them. So, for me, I see a lot of younger people going back in time to listen to music because it's completely different. Songs were not just 3 minutes long. They were 5 to 6, sometimes 7 minutes long, and they were, you know, real stories. And maybe that's why a lot of people gravitate to country music too, is the lyrics are really, you know, clever. They're really stories that, you know, may relate to someone's life. Someone may feel like that song was written for them at that time. So playing in a band like Don't Stop Believin' and playing those songs and knowing when you walk out on stage, those people are there to see you. I mean, if you don't like Journey, you're not going to come see, you know, Don't Stop Believin', or you're not going to go see Journey themselves. Yeah. So it's fun to go out there and play for a captive audience, and we've played for, you know, 12, 14,000 people at a show. So it's been an incredible experience, and, you know, I'd like to thank those guys for the opportunity to play their music.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as we mentioned before, you've been performing. So any upcoming dates that you could tell us about where people could see you?
You know, we're all over the place. We're starting to play more around the country. We're going to be heading to Florida in February. We're looking at playing in Georgia, Chicago, Michigan, Cleveland area. So we're getting out all over the place, and probably the easiest thing to do is just keep track of us. And, of course, it's all the guys in the Singing Bee Band. So how fun is that? And the website is dsbband.com. DSB, like short for Don't Stop Believin', band.com. So log on, get on our email list, and, you know, hopefully we'll be playing in a town near you in 2011.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And I definitely want to see you when you come to Chicago. So I gotta keep looking.
Well, we've been talking quite a lot with some different venues in Chicago. So I think we're going to be in your neck of the woods sooner than later.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. And people could also check out your official website. Can you tell everybody what your official website is?
Yep, it's just scottycormos.net. And it's K-O-R-M-O-S. Everyone spelled it wrong. So there you go, scottycormos.net. Get on my email list, too, because sometimes I send out links for free downloads of songs that I played on. And just this week, I had four songs that I played on released on iTunes. Two are Last December songs, which is my little original project. We had the Nashville remix of Little Look come out this past Tuesday. So jump on iTunes and do a search for Last December and check out the song Little Look. And then also this week, I had a couple songs come out with a guy named Chester C. And he was the host of Disney Channel's 365. I played on his record in the spring. So that just came out this week and came out great and a really fun, good song. So check out Chester C. His last name is S-E-E. And... So, pretty cool week this week. Couple records out, lots of gigs coming up, got the news about the Singing Bee. So,
life is good. Definitely. And I believe the single is called Tonight I Know.
Yep.
You drummed on it.
Yep, sure did.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And I also noticed that you produced a motorcycle riding song called Open Road. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, actually, I have a Harley Davidson myself, and I've been actually riding motorcycles longer than I've been playing drums. So I just love that feeling of the wind through my hair and the tranquility of a ride. I'm not, one to be zooming down the freeway between cars. I'm more of a, take the bike Sunday through the mountains and, through the orange groves. Nice and mellow, just relax. So I've always had a love for motorcycling and that sport. And a friend of mine who I went to school with a long time ago moved out here. He tracked me down and said, hey, I wrote this song with a friend and I got this demo of it and I heard it. And then the demo was not very good. I'm like, you know what, I can take this song to the next level. So I got some great musicians to play on it and produced it, which is something, drummers don't usually get out from behind the drum kit and get behind the mixing board and do that, but in this case I did. And that's actually going to be out on iTunes probably in February. So hopefully it'll get some movement just in time for spring when everyone's rolling their hogs out of the garage and it's a great, great upbeat kind of country rock tune. I think everyone's going to love it. Even if you're not a motorcycle person, I think you're just going to love the tune. So,
definitely.
I'll keep posted on that.
Definitely, definitely. Awesome, awesome. So that's super cool. I have to listen to it because I haven't heard Open Road yet. So I got to check that out.
Yep. I'm going to do a remix of it, too, so I'll let you know when it's out so you can let the fans know. They can, and of course, I play drums on it, and I also sang backup vocals, too, so when you listen to it and you hear all those high harmonies, that's little old me doing that.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Awesome. And also, I want to mention, how's Wiley doing? Your awesome dachshund.
Wiley the wiener dog. And, of course, I know you're a lover of dachshunds yourself. I know you have one. And only a dachshund owner understands how much we love our puppies, right?
Oh, yeah. I love dachshunds.
So Wiley's hanging in there. He's 11 years old now, and he still goes with me as much as he can to different places. He's slowing down a little bit, but he's still the coolest rock and roll dog.
Absolutely. And I saw just such the cutest picture of you on a, when he was on a motorcycle, and that was so cute. It's on your Facebook. I love it.
Yeah. He was sitting on my Harley there. And he has ridden on it. He actually has a little leather jacket, and we try putting goggles on him, but they just don't stay on.
But
he looks pretty cool in his little leather Hard Rock cafe jacket. It's pretty funny.
That is so hilarious. That is awesome.
Yep.
Another fun question. Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Love dachshunds. Also, our listeners thought you had one of the best, most embarrassing stories to share with us last time you were on about your pants splitting. We've had so many comments about it. They just think it was hilarious. Have you had any new embarrassing moments you could share with us?
Well, actually, I can share one with you that happened to me one time in my younger days. And I was playing a gig in somewhere in Canada, and it was freezing cold out. And I was not playing on my drum set. You know, sometimes you fly in to do a gig, and you know, whatever gear is there is what you play. So it wasn't incredibly comfortable playing this drum kit. It wasn't mine. It wasn't all that good. But you know, you do what you got to do. The show goes on always. But in an effort to, you know, put on a show for these people, I was rocking back and forth on my throne, you know, really tossing my head back. I'm jamming out. Got my hands in the air. You know, my Muppet hairdo's flying all over the place. And next thing you know, I fell backwards. I literally just totally fell off the stage backwards. So, you know, imagine you're watching the band and you hear the drums pounding and then it's just silent. And the band looks back and I'm gone. They can't see me because I'm laying on the floor. So people are looking around like, okay, the drummer just vaporized. What happened here? And so I got up and just I held my hands up. The band stopped playing and everyone looked at me. And then it was pretty easily to figure out that, you know, I had fallen backwards off the stool because I was rocking back and forth so much. And I just got a little crazy there. And the whole place just erupted in laughter. And I was just right there with them laughing at myself. So, you know, you had to be there, but it was pretty funny. Can you imagine watching and all of a sudden the drummer just goes backwards and, you know, the show stops and everyone just starts cracking up. Like 1,200 people laughing their ass off. So,
hey, what can you say? You rocked too hard.
I rocked just a little bit too hard. Rocked all the way back under the floor. So luckily I didn't hit my head. I wasn't hurt. It was funny, and it actually ended up being quite a hilarious moment in the show. And from that point forth, we just had a great night. So show always goes on. You know, you make the best with whatever.
That is hilarious. And I can actually see that happening because I remember seeing one video of you and you move. I couldn't even see your hands. It's just all a blur.
Well, you know, for me, I think a drummer who's really good has to have his body in a certain dance. And to really feel the beat and to create a beat that someone can dance to, I think you yourself, being the drummer, have to be in a little dance. So, I mean, if you watch any of the YouTube videos of me, I either have my head going up and down, side to side, my body's going back and forth. I'm never just sitting still. I always have my body moving in a dance, and that's because I'm trying to, you know, create the groove and be the groove, and I want to be that guy that makes you tap your toes. That's how I know I'm doing a good job.
Definitely, definitely. That is That's awesome, because I mean, people could see these videos, and they know you're grooving. It's
yeah,
really cool.
Well, you know, grooves are what sell records. It's what makes people tap their foot, makes them get up on the dance floor. I mean, you know, there's different kinds of drummers. There's guys who are really flashy, and you can play, you know, circles around me. But I'm not really interested in entertaining a room full of drummers. I'm interested in entertaining the other 99% of the people that are in the audience. And I like to make music with other people, not just sit in my room and practice all these crazy things all day. I totally respect the guys that can do all that stuff, and I have their DVDs, and I watch with admiration and respect and go, wow, I don't even know how they do some of that stuff. But for me, I'm more musical. I also play the piano. I sing. I like to write songs. So I come to the drums from a different perspective, not just I'm hitting things. You know, I try and be as musical as possible. And, you know, drums don't evoke a melody unlike a guitar or piano. So it's hard to make it musical. And I'm always in pursuit of trying to be as musical as possible to contribute to the song, which, you know, if in the end, if I can do that and it supports the song, that's great. That's the kind of guy I am, and that's, you know, I want to be the team player in that aspect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also want to mention, because I just thought this was so cool, this was a while back ago, you played drums for a Russian singer. I hope I'm saying this right, Yelena.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was super cool.
Yeah.
You
know, it's so music is just such a gift, at least for me and in my life. And I still don't know what she's saying in that video, but man, it seems really passionate. You know, like those two are really, they're trying to tell each other something. And she kind of told me the premise of the song, et cetera. But I just thought it was a great song. And, you know, I'm part Russian, so it was great when she found out about that. She was just went crazy. So, yeah, she's like a huge star over in Russia and Armenia and about five other countries' names that I can't quite pronounce. So, you know, I had played on a record earlier in the year, and the producer of that record suggested me to the producer of Yelena. And so I interviewed with him and sent him some samples. And next thing you know, making music with her. So
definitely, that must have been such an amazing experience. You looked great.
Oh, thanks. And the bass player in that video is Tony. It's Tony from the Singing Bee.
Yeah.
It's just he's grown out his hair, and they wanted him to look really rough. So he's, you know, he didn't shave, and he's got sunglasses on. But yeah, that's Tony from the Singing Bee, who's also the bass player in Don't Stop Believing. So, see, I try and bring my friends on the gigs whenever I can. So
definitely, definitely. That it was super cool, and everyone could check out that video. We have a game that you were thinking about. Can you explain to our listeners and viewers what you were thinking and how you could play it?
Okay. Well, I'm in a place right now where I don't have access to a computer, so I can't see who's in the chat room. So I'm going to need you to sort of moderate this. But I thought it'd be fun if I gave away like five autographed photos, and it's a picture of me from the set of the Singing Bee. So I can ask five questions, and the first people to or the first one to respond correctly to each question, I will ask you, Josie, to get their name and address, and I will send them a personalized autographed photo.
Sounds great. Awesome.
Okay.
Sounds great. We're all in the chat room, so we'll monitor
it. So the first question is, what month and year did the Singing Bee debut on CMT? So you
all
let
right.
me know who wins that.
All right.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, I think we're in a 20-second delay, so let's see if Can you repeat the question for everyone?
Okay. What month and year did the Singing Bee debut on CMT?
Okay, Riley says June 2009.
Bingo.
Awesome. There we go.
So
awesome.
If you grab Riley's address and everything, I will send him off a photo.
Awesome. Congrats, Riley. Awesome. We'll get that. Very cool. All right, let's see if we can get the next question.
Okay. This is a little more personal. I live in Los Angeles, but what city was I born and raised in?
All right, let's see.
And that answer has been in a couple interviews I've done. So everyone's
right,
Googling
let's...
right now. Where's Scotty from?
I know. I can just see their fingers flying. All right. Let's see.
What city was I born and raised in?
What city were you born? Okay, Diane says Cleveland.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Awesome.
Correct answer.
Diane. All right, nice.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay. Question number three. The Singing Bee has had 30 original episodes air on CMT. Who was the only guest star to appear on the show? Who was the only guest star to appear in one of the 30 episodes of The Singing Bee while on CMT?
Alan says Reba.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct.
Alan, there we go. Cool. Congrats.
Awesome. So now you're grabbing everyone's name and address for me, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then you'll message that over to me, and I'll send everyone a bunch of Singing Bee crap.
Sounds great.
Okay. Let's see. I had a question here, but I think I'm gonna make one up on the fly. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. We could do one more question.
Okay. This might be a little tougher. Okay. The guitar player on the Singing Bee is Roger Kane. Who is his brother?
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
He's an actor.
An actor. There's a hint.
Let's just see if anybody gets that right now. Who is Roger Kane's brother? Was a very popular actor several years back.
Let's see.
Anybody?
Alan got it again.
Alan's already won. You can't win twice.
Abby just wrote it. Okay, Abby. Michael Caine?
No.
Oh, no, not Michael Caine. He had the last name, though, so that was a good guess.
Yeah.
Very good guess. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to get this one.
No, that's a little tougher, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be another tough one. The very first few episodes of The Singing Bee had a game in it that was later cut. There used to be an additional game with inside the show, but it didn't do really well. Contestants had a hard time with it, so the producers removed it a few episodes into the first season. Does anybody remember what the name of that game was?
I know this is a little too late, but Cole got the other question.
What answer?
Okay.
That is correct.
Is that right?
So, okay, you know what? Grab his info, and we'll see if anyone gets this last one, and we'll do six. How's that?
All right, let's see.
It's a tough one. I mean, you'd have to be a real student of season one to know which game got cut.
Oh, yeah. All right.
How many people are in the chat room?
There is, let's see, there's eight.
Ah, cool.
Awesome. Let's see here. All right, can you repeat the question? Because maybe they didn't hear it.
OK. Okay, in the season one of the Singing Bee on CMT, in the first couple episodes, there was an additional game within the show. What was the name of that game? It was later removed because the contestants had such a hard time with it.
You got to be real.
You'd have to know, like, episodes 1 through 5 pretty well, which it's a really obscure, really obscure question. So.
All right, let's see if anybody can get this. Anyone know?
All right, if they don't get it in the next 10 seconds, I'll let everyone know.
All right. Alan did a fun little joke. He's like, was it Spot Scotty's pants splitting game?
Do you know what it's like to split your pants in front of, like, you know, 100 people, especially a bunch of, like, burly guys on the set, you know? They're all laughing at me. I'm standing, sitting there, my junk's hanging out, you know.
It must have been so awful. Oh, my goodness.
It was pretty funny. I can laugh at myself, so I was laughing right along with them.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I don't think
anyone's going to get the question. So the name of the game was called Lyric Auction.
Lyric Auction.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know that now.
Like they each would say how many words they could think of a song, and the highest number won that round. But it was so tough, and some people would say, "Oh, I could get 21 words of this song," and they couldn't even get like 3. So I distinctly remember the producers having a meeting going, you know what, this game isn't working. We're going to have to yank it. So, little inside baseball there on the Singing Bee. So.
Yep. Well, I don't think anybody, you want to do another question or is that good?
I think that's good. Well, you know what, since we'll be back on in the spring, I'll come on the show again, and I'll have some some inside information on what people can expect from the next season of The Bee. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, maybe next time we can have the listeners, the chat roomers, everybody send in any questions they might have for me. As a matter of fact, why don't we take a couple, if anyone's got a couple from the chat room right now, if you could read to me since I'm not in front of a computer.
Yep. Nope. Wait, I don't think so. Did you answer them all? Nope, I think you answered them all.
No one's got questions with the old stick man?
Let me see. Oh, wait, I think Diane asked if you're going to come to the East anytime soon, if going into the East is in your plan.
You can tell Diane that we are playing in, Don't Stop Believin' is going to be playing in Michigan in April.
Awesome. April, Riley asks, what's the best thing about doing the Singing Bee episodes?
You know, there are so many, I can't really pinpoint it because it's so much fun. I think one of the most favorite things that I like, or when we're filming, is I like the singing, when Melissa's picking the people out of the audience.
And that's
Yeah, and we just get the rock out on a tune at the top. You know, during the show, we play all these little snippets. You play a few lines from a song and you stop, right? But at the top, we really get to stretch out for a little bit, and that's when you know, some of the cast members get more camera time, and you know, you'll see me doing a stick twirl or my head bobbing back and forth. So that's a pretty fun time for me, you know.
Absolutely. Nelson Bush, who is Kathy, says it was so much fun meeting you at Eastgate Garden Grove. Awesome.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. I can't believe that. Yeah, we've actually have had people who've watched the Singing Bee come out to some Don't Stop Believin' shows, and right here in you know, my home of Southern California, and even you know, all the way in Mississippi, we've had people come out and you know, say they watched the show and wanted to meet the band and stuff like that. So it's always a pleasure, and you know, it's a privilege to perform for all of you people and entertain you. And You know, so I just want to thank everyone for watching. Thanks for the support. I appreciate that they're interested in the things we do. And, yeah, just a big thank you to everybody.
Absolutely. We actually have two more questions, and we got to rock and roll because I'm going to get to go to a country comedy today with Bill Engvall and Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
It'll be awesome. So let's see here. Ellen asks, who does Steve Dorff's hair?
Man, I think a lightning bolt does.
Got some rocking hair.
Well, you know, it's kind of like that on its own, and then of course we have a you know a hair and makeup team, and somehow it gets a little bigger after he sees the hair and makeup department. So I think it's cool. I think it's his calling card, and he sort of looks like a mad scientist, and I think it's cool.
That is awesome. He does. It looks pretty cool. Let's see. Okay, Riley asks, are there any backstage diva-like moments you've ever had with Melissa?
No. Nope. No, she
awesome.
Is just as lovely offstage as she is on stage. And,
that's
you know, this show is really all about the contestants. And, of course, you know, Melissa guides that whole process along. And, you know, she never had to, you know, give me attention. She never had to talk to me or ask where the band members are from or ask the singers anything. So I just think it's really incredibly cool that someone like that is willing to give up a little of their limelight and spotlight to, you know, shed some light on the talent that is supporting the show. And I think that's a really, really classy thing to do. And, you know, that first season, she surely bantered with me a lot, and I got a lot of camera time and made a lot of new friends and fans from that. And so many people wrote into CMT saying they wanted to see more of that. And, you know, that would have never happened unless she was kind enough to share some of that time. So I'm very, very grateful for her, and I appreciate her friendship, and she's a beautiful person inside and out.
Absolutely. And we're hoping for more Scotty Melissa banner time, hopefully.
I am too, but, you know, you never know. And, you know, I'm
yeah.
Sometimes we're reminded that, you know, the band and the singers are not the stars of the show. And they're right. You know, the
yep.
contestants are the stars. And then Melissa, then the band. So, you know, if I get a camera shot here and there, or someone captures a stick twirl, or, you know, she says hi to me or whatever, that's just that's icing on the cake. You know, I'm just I'm lucky to be a working musician. I mean, how many people get to have their childhood dream come true? It's a pretty special thing.
Absolutely. One more question. Reba Fans for Forever asks, would you ever tour with Reba or would like to be a drummer for Reba's band?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Hello.
Cool.
Yeah, hey, Joe's, when we get off the phone, can you call Reba and tell her that I'd like to play drums for her? You know, just, you know, walk me in there. Come on, get me in. You know her, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll start a petition. I swear.
Okay, yeah. You set it up for me. You let me know when I'm going on the road, you know.
You know it.
Yeah, I would. You know, any of the big country stars, I would actually love to play drums for Keith Urban. That would be, like, I think that'd be my number one country guy to want to play for would be Keith.
Definitely, definitely. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming on again, and you can come back anytime.
Thank you. I will come back, you know, once I know an air date, and we'll talk more about the
awesome.
CMT and other things, and continued success to you and your show, and thanks for all the thanks to all the fans and the listeners. And if you send me all those addresses, I'll be sure to get everyone's pictures out next week.
Absolutely.
So on that note, have a great evening. See everybody in the chat rooms and online, and have a great holiday season, and we'll catch you early next year.
Awesome, definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. Talk to you soon.
All right, Josie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. All of us here at Your Time with Josie show are asking for your vote. On our website, you will see a bar at the top. Please nominate us for the 6th Annual People Choice Podcast Awards. It's easy. It takes less than a minute to do. So all you have to do is just click on the banner, and it will bring you right to the nomination form. Top category on the left of the page is the People's Choice. Under podcast name, just type in Your Time with Josie. And under podcast URL, just type in www.josieshow.com. So check that all out. On the right-hand side, four categories down, you will find the entertainment category. Just do the same thing there. On the bottom left, put in your name and email them and hit submit. It's that easy, and it would mean the world to us to be nominated in the People's Choice and Entertainment category. We'd love it so much. Remember, though, nominations have to be in by the 21st of this month on Sunday. So just everyone remember that. Thank you guys so much. We would like to take a moment to say thanks to our sponsors, Save a Pet in Georgia. You can visit their site at www.saveapetinc.com, INC.com, or go to our website and click on the link to see the featured pet of the month. Remember, local adoptions only. And once again, everyone, send your addresses so I could give them to Scotty and give everything. You can send it to Josie at josieshow.com. Awesome, guys. Josie at josieshow.com. Awesome. Dunkin' Donuts, thank you guys, in Oreo Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for the support and promoting Your Time with Josie every week. If you live in Delray Beach, Florida, stop by and get some yummy donuts or any of their other awesome products. Up next, Colt Country Radio, your one-stop for all things country. Thanks to them for promoting Your Time with Josie every day. The show link where you can listen is coltchambers.info, and I'll be doing a little DJ work there soon, so check out josieshow.com in the next couple of weeks for dates and times you can join me for some country music fun, request a song, or dedicate a song to someone special. It'll be great. Now we want to do a fun segment that we love to do called News Through Peanut Eyes.
And now the weekly news roundup with Peanut the Squirrel.
It's the news according to me. Woo-hoo. This week's news, singer Colt Chambers has a new website featuring the Colt Army Fan Club, which everyone should join because it's free, and if you don't, I will bite you. And don't forget to check out Colt TV at coltchambers.info, where episode 2 is currently online. In Josie Show news, Josie and her mom Tina went to McDonald's where Tina got stuck to a chair. What a Josie moment that was. We all laughed really hard and pointed. It was funny. On Josie's website in the online store, there are new items in a cafe press shop where you could have Josie's face on a pillow, blanket, t-shirt, sweatshirt, jacket, or even underwear for those of you who are freaky enough to want Josie's picture on their butt. Podcast Awards are now taking nominations at podcastawards.com, and Your Time with Josie is among the nominations, but we still need more, so please vote for Josie under Podcasts and under Entertainment, because we want to win, because we're cool like that. In squirrel news, winter is almost here, so bury those nuts! Thanksgiving in the United States is coming up next week, so for all you turkeys out there, run! You're gonna die! In celebrity news, Lindsay Lohan is still in rehab, and Paris Hilton is still in jail, and the public really doesn't care about either anymore. In movie news, several old television shows are being adapted for the big screen for release in the next 2 years. Such shows will be Gilligan's Island the movie, I Dream of Jeannie the movie, and many others. There will also be sequels to previous movies, such as a new Police Academy movie, and I could just picture them all in wheelchairs, doing what they did in the first one over 20 years ago. Another Get Smart movie. And I'm really sick of all these sequels and TV remakes. Stop it already. I'm getting a headache. And that's the news for this week. This is Peanut the Squirrel, and that's the news because I said so. Peanut out.
Thank you so much, Peanut, for that enlightening news segment today. It was brilliant. And I want everyone to know that we'll do the segments next Friday. We've just been kind of, in a hurry because we want to get to the Tommy thing, which will be at 8. So I just want to let you guys know, upcoming guests. November 26th, we have up-and-coming singer Haley Bart and country music singer Nicole Johnson. I'll also have some details from the Country Comedy Show to share this week. Haley Bart will be on the first hour, and then Nicole Johnson will be on the Haley Bart will be on the first half hour, and then Nicole Johnson on the next half hour. And then December 3rd, we have pop rock singer Cameron, and then we have more guests coming soon, so stay tuned. And I will talk to you guys soon. And Abby, happy early birthday. Just want to give a shout out. Thanks guys so much for coming, and talk to you guys soon. Bye.